Throughout the last 2,000 years, paper has played a crucial role in collecting and sharing information and ideas. In the modern world, where digital information is consumed ad nauseum, the artists in pulp are embracing the poetic simplicity of paper, and wielding its unparalleled ability to capture emotion, texture, data, knowledge and imagination. Pulp is the latest iteration in a series of medium-centric group exhibitions, focused on a common theme, in this case, paper, that highlights each artist's interpretation of the medium. Pulp opens Friday, April 5 at the Nelson Museum, Archives and Gallery, and runs through July 27. In the hands of artists from across Canada, the artworks that embody pulp speak to personal, regional, sociopolitical, and historic symbology, seen in the feminist forms of Gathi Fock and Badana Zak, with an Indigenous perspective through the work of Edward Poitras, through the revolt and response of Mia Feuer, the masks of Mia Turnbull, and the poetic, historical approach of Susan Andrews Grace. Pulp uses medium as both a galvanizing theme and a starting point for artists to celebrate, challenge, and explore the opportunities presented, and the limitations imposed by the medium in question, says Nelson Museum curator Erin Fay. Paper carries complex cultural characteristics, from its origins in communication and record-keeping to modern-day commerce, and we are so excited to explore these ideas through papier-mâché and sculptural paper with such a fascinating group of artists. For Fay and the Nelson Museum, the exploration of medium-centric exhibitions began in 2018. With generous support from the Canada Council for the Arts, the Nelson Museum has plans to continue the series into 2026. Poitras, Feuer, and Andrews Grace will be attending the opening reception on April 5 for an artist talk and panel discussion about the exhibition. The opening is free and open to the public. For more information about exhibitions and events at the Nelson Museum, please visit www.nelsonmuseum.ca.